If you're sick of playing small, and if you're a big dreamer, then you're in the right place. My name is Helena Garrett, and I'm here to give you the juiciest business tips to help you grow and scale your dream beauty business. You can call me your new beauty business bestie. Let's get started. Hello, beauty bosses. It's me again. I am super, super excited for today's topic because I feel like you get to a point in your beauty business where you are either outgrowing your beauty business and you have to reevaluate, maybe rebrand, realign, or your business is growing without you. And I feel like this kind of happens when you hit the threshold of six figures because you work from, you know, being a service provider, building up your clients, maybe creating multiple streams of revenue, and then you finally hit your first six figures and you're like, yes, I did it. Now what? And at this point, you know, maybe this is year two, maybe this is year six in your beauty business, and you've been doing the same thing over and over to try to get to six figures. Now you have to reevaluate to make sure that your business isn't going to keep growing without you and that you're not the one that's holding your business back. So when I say that is, it's usually your mindset. You know, it's usually your mindset of being the CEO and to make decisions. And once you hit that six-figure threshold, you start to really strategize a plan for your beauty business to continue to grow. Because I want you guys to not only hit six figures, but to be able to profit six figures and more. You know, most women entrepreneurs, they barely even hit six figures. So I want you guys to not be that statistic. And I want you guys to continue to grow. And really planning ahead for your future is gonna help you with this. So the way that I plan for the future is I use Trello, which is an amazing app. It basically has a calendar and a checklist for you. And I plan out, you know, my day-to-day tasks, Monday through Friday, and then also month by month. So then you can really plan out your personal goals, your profit goals, and your business goals. So this will help keep you accountable for the future, but then also help you know what you're working towards. So when you get to that six-figure threshold, you are going to be working differently. This isn't going to be you pouring more labor into your business. This is going to be strategizing. This is going to be hiring and delegating. If you're still a one-woman show, I want you guys to figure out, what do I hate doing in my beauty business? Like, what do I absolutely hate, or what am I not strong at? I listen to a lot of podcasts, and Gary Vee is one of my favorite, and he was talking about, you know, really lean into your strengths. We focus so much on like fixing our weaknesses. But when you are a CEO, you really want to lean into your strengths and to hire out and delegate the things that you don't love or maybe are considered your weaknesses. So write down a list and really figure out, okay, what do I need to get rid of? What do I need help with so that I can start delegating? Usually when you're hitting multiple six figures, your main job as a CEO is to delegate, to hire, and to strategize because we want to promote you and your business and we want to get you to beyond six figures. So it's a different way of working and it's a different mindset. And I see a lot of beauty entrepreneurs, once they hit six figures, they get stuck. Because all that they've known is to work, 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 work. And you get into this hustle mentality of, oh, I need to keep working to make more money. But in reality, you just need to structure your business and to create systems so then your company can continue to grow. So when you don't have these systems, if you're getting a lot of traction, whether it's your online store or your services, your trainings or your products, you know, once you get all that traction, your business is going to keep growing. You know, it might happen usually not overnight, but within a few months, you know, maybe a few years. And you need to change your structure and your mindset in order to continue to grow so then you don't hold back your beauty business. So I was working with a coach for about 9 months and I got to the point where she told me, Helena, you need to reevaluate how you are structuring your day-to-day life, how you are delegating, how are you strategizing. And this really helped me think about, okay, like I can't keep working at a six-figure level when I want to be making $500,000 or I want to be a millionaire someday. You know, the way that millionaires think and work are going to be different than you work as a six-figure entrepreneur. So with each phase of your beauty business, you're going to be learning so much more. You're going to have to tweak your day-to-day life and strategize and really look at, you know, who to hire out. You could also take other courses outside of the beauty industry to help you with this. So not another lash course or another teeth whitening course. You know, you've already done that. You are successful. I want you to get better education in business and marketing and really lean into that and think about your mindset and look at, okay, what do I need to do and who do I need to be to get to the next level? So whether you are just hitting six figures now or you're planning on hitting six figures next year, you are going to be a completely different CEO and you need to think like a different CEO in order to continue to grow your business. So finding a really good mentor can help you with this. Finding a good coach can help you with this. I help my coaching clients with this inside of Six Figure Beauty Boss and my other courses to really tweak their mindset, because your mindset is going to be the one thing that holds you back. There's so many different solutions out there for marketing and strategies and how to structure your beauty business. But if you're not in the right mindset on a day-to-day level to actually, you know, move forward with your beauty business, to make these decisions, to execute, it's going to be really hard for you to continue to grow each year. Since I started my beauty business, I have been able to double each year. And it's not because I changed a lot in my beauty business. I've done the same marketing, very similar marketing. Maybe I've tweaked it. Maybe I've done different things with it. But it really took a new version of me to think outside of the box for the next steps I have to accomplish as a CEO of my business. Now we have, you know, 13 girls in my salon. We have multiple locations. We have our trainings and different streams of income. And, you know, to be honest, the secret to success is really learning how to strategize and hire and delegate, especially once you hit past six figures. So you can't do it all. You know, we're only human. And with you running a business, you can't be running every little piece of your business, or else it's going to fall apart, or it's going to continue to grow without you. And you're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel burnt out. You're going to feel like maybe it's time to throw in the towel. I see this a lot with my coaching clients. They get stuck. And it's because of their mindset, and it's because they haven't structured their future for a business that is ready to grow. You know, like if you want to hit just six figures, that's fine. But once you do, what's that next step for you? Do you want to maintain it? How will you maintain it on, you know, average of $8,333 a month? How will you continue to maintain that? Or, you know, you might be to the point where you want to take a step back and really focus on, you know, having a life. Maybe you've been hustling the past few years. So structuring your prices, structuring your marketing to be able to have you work part-time in your business. So it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, continue to grow. Some people are more than happy at six figures, but I want you to at least profit six figures or more and have that multiple streams of income to keep that cushion. So what I want you to start doing is not be afraid of making bad decisions. There's really no bad decisions in business. It's kind of like being a scientist. My fiance, he's going to school for chemical engineering. And it's so cool because I kind of relate it to business. He's trying out all these science experiments, seeing what results work, seeing what works for him, what makes him happy, you know, figuring out his life. And that's kind of your business. It's always going to be an experiment. Like you are trying different things and figuring out what results you want to see and accomplish and taking those steps to get there. So think of it as, you know, there's no bad decisions. You're just trying out different things for your beauty business to get the end results. And I really want you guys to focus on your bigger vision. Like, what do you need to do right now to get to that big vision? Even if it's a small step, even if it's very small steps each day, you know, every single week, that's going to help you take those big leaps and make better and better decisions for your business. And I have done so many, you know, failures in my business. I have, you know, done different things that maybe didn't work out quite right, but they led me to a better conclusion and they led me to things that did work. So don't be afraid of failing, especially when you are feeling stuck in your business. When you're feeling stuck, you need to realign yourself. You need to focus on, okay, if I want this end result, how do I get there and how do I reevaluate my business? So really think about, you know, right now, am I outgrowing my business or is my business growing, outgrowing me? And if so, if your business feels like it's going a million miles per hour and it's growing really fast, congrats. That's amazing. You obviously have been doing the right steps to get here, but now what? So I want you to think about, do I need to hire? Do I need to delegate? Do I need to realign my vision? What do I need to do for the future to help me be successful?